Hello, K-drama lovers. You are listening to Destined to Be in Autumn's Concerto. I'm Marcia.
And I'm Risa.
And thank you for joining us for part two of our talk about Love Like the Galaxy.
Okay, my favorite revenge
okay.
is that second part you're talking about. She's now in the palace getting taught by the queen.
The queen, yep.
Well, the empress, sorry. The empress. And the empress has kids and there's princesses and... For some reason, I don't know what she did to the princess. I feel like it's because her mom took her, the empress took Xiao Shang's side over her daughter's.
Yeah.
Something happened. But anyways, the fifth princess was about over this girl. So she convinces one of her friends to help her trick her into doing something. So what happens is they all go out. She's invited to join them to serve tea with her friends. They push her in the water. One of her friends... Let's go a snake.
Water
in
snake.
The water.
And she gets bit, right?
And she gets bit by the snake. First of all, I was like, OMG. That's the most dangerous thing ever. That's like, that's how her, the level of entitlement this princess had was beyond. It was to the point that her parent, her mom, and their mom was the sweetest lady. And she just kept saying, man, I just.
Yeah, the Empress was their mother.
The Empress was her mother. Yeah. And she's like, she blamed herself because she's like, I didn't raise her right. I raised her with too much, like, she just got whatever she wants, so she just was able, thought that she could do whatever she wants. Yeah. Like, that's how...
She had no behavior.
No behavior. She, Xiao Shang said to no one. She didn't even tell Bu Yi about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So he came and just noticed something was wrong, but she never said exactly
she
what it was.
She even got bit by the snake.
She got bit by the snake. She didn't say anything.
Yeah.
I think she broke down so much. Like, he comforted her, but he didn't know what it was. And he kept asking, and she wouldn't say. She wouldn't say anything. But at the same time, she's planning the Empress's birthday party. Because she's like, listen, I'm going to be respectful.
Yeah.
This happens. She says nothing. She plans Empress's birthday party. She's like, I'm not trying to ruin this lady's day. I admire her. I respect the Empress. I'm going to make sure her day is amazing.
Yeah.
The Empress has her birthday party. Somehow the fifth princess tries to even do something else to her to try and get between her and her fiance at this time. Anyway, she says tries to do something. It doesn't succeed. She kind of basically ruins her mom's birthday.
Wasn't
a bit.
It that she had liked him? Was that it? I can't remember.
No, this fifth princess didn't like the adopted son.
There was another princess who liked
it. It was another princess. Okay. One of her other sisters liked her.
Yeah.
For the concubine, mm-hmm. a consort daughter, I think, liked him. And another lady, another girl who was like learning things from the Empress liked him too. A lot of people
her
liked
attendant.
Him. Huh?
He was cute.
Attendant,
I
yeah.
can see why they would like him.
But anyway, the hairstyles were horrible in this window.
Yeah.
Okay, but she, the Empress basically, her daughter basically ruined that party with this accusation, this wild accusation that wasn't true. So the Empress is like, I'm going back to my room. I just can't have it with this anymore. Her day's over. All of a sudden, Xiao Shang leaves, I think, in the middle of the night, like dawn, before the day breaks. And we don't see exactly what is done, but all we see is the fifth princess and her friends coming back to her room.
Yeah.
And the doors are kind of, like, it's hard for her to open the door. Next thing you know, they got dirt on top of them. They got dried... Reeves, I guess, which were like hitting them like whips.
Yeah.
I think, wasn't it eventually like plants or pots fell on them? Seaweed. Didn't they also get seaweed?
I can't remember, but she
covered them in dirt. It was like a Dennis the Menace prank,
so
but
Dennis
on purpose.
The yeah.
in the level.
Yeah.
Like she did, or sorry, a Home Alone. It's like a Home Alone prank. That's
oh,
what she did.
It was very Home
With
Alone.
Like the paint, cans. Think
yeah.
of, like the paint cans?
Yeah.
And then the flower, and like that's what she did.
Yeah.
So then the fifth one has no evidence, but knows the only person who would want to do this to her is the person who would pay her back. At this point in time, she didn't tell anyone what this lady did to her with the snakes and dashing in the water, knowing she can't swim.
Yeah.
So she comes into her mom's palace and says, it was her. She did this to me. And she goes, what are you talking about? I was here this whole time. She says, she goes, I went for a walk. I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't do anything. And she keeps saying, like, yeah, it was her. It was her. And eventually, the she fifth princess outs herself. And says that
because of the snake.
I should have had that. I wish that snake was. I should have made that snake poisonous. Mm-hmm. And they said, so her mom, the empress, mm-hmm. her dad, the emperor, are there, and they're like, "What did you just say? You let a snake bite her?" So she's like, "Oh!" And then she finally goes, "All right." Since she admitted it, yes, it was me. I waited. They're like, why did you wait so long? Like, why did you tell anyone? She goes, I didn't want to ruin the empress's birthday. She goes, I waited for the birthday celebrations to happen. Yeah. Then I got my revenge.
Yeah.
And then the thing is that her fiance was, he was more upset because he goes, you didn't tell me this and they had a snake and it bit you?
Yeah. Because he had his own brand of
revenge. We got to talk. Okay, we should split it up. Our favorite revenge of hers and our favorite revenge of his. Okay. Because they both loved doing revenge.
Yeah, they did.
But he
would
so
do revenge
upset.
On her behalf, too, sometimes.
He did revenge on her behalf.
Yeah.
Like, it was...
after that snake incident, he's just like, okay, I'm going to fix that.
This man, because there, I guess her the fifth princess's friend went missing or went home. I don't even know what it is.
Yeah.
He found the parents of every single one of these girls and basically was beating them. Yeah. On behalf of their daughter until the daughter said what really went down.
Yeah.
Like, it was, this man went on a tour for revenge for love. And it was amazing.
Yeah, but she had somebody give false witness. I think that was the thing, right?
The lady gave false witness for the second event. So she said that she saw her with her brother, the fifth prince.
Yeah.
That she saw her with the fifth prince because the fifth prince is known to be going out in gardens with women or something.
Yeah.
So she, and all it was that she was in the garden with him because he followed her out because a friend told her to go out there and the brother was drunk.
Yeah, and there was some woman supposed to be out there.
There was some woman and then it happened to be her, but he was drunk and she pushed him in the water. He tried to make advances and she pushed him in the water.
Yeah.
But because she had a friend make false witness saying that, no, I saw them in the garden. She's like, no, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he went looking, first of all, to evidence for that she's the one who said that and set that up.
And said, because you can't raise your girls properly, I'm going to beat you for not beating them. And make them have no behavior.
I'm going to beat you, father, for not taking care of your daughter.
Yeah, because this is your fault.
Like, he beat them till the man threw up.
He beat them good.
Oh, he beat them so good.
He beat them good.
All 10 parents, all 10 fathers.
Beat them.
And he didn't care what rank they had.
Nope.
Oh, gosh. It was great. So good.
It was so great.
So good.
It was so good.
And then for the fifth princess, so her father dealt the wickedest punishment because apparently she liked to have a lot of male scholars over because she wanted to have something with the government.
Yeah.
But because she's a princess, I guess she didn't have they didn't allow princesses to be a part of
government.
Politics.
Yeah, politics.
But she liked having politics. So she would invite, she's still single. She liked having power.
Yeah.
She was still single and she was inviting and staying with her. She had like scholars, 10 men or something. Counselors, quote unquote counselors. Everyone kept saying like, yo, these are all your side pieces. Like,
Everybody had a story.
Her father said, you were to stay in your palace and not come out of your palace until I say so, I think it was.
Yeah.
When she went home, her father also said that, yeah, your scholars, I'm killing them all. He killed all 10 of her scholars.
Yeah.
Wickedest punishment ever. If anything, that shaped her up. You never saw her again.
Yeah.
Until the end.
She wasn't expecting that at all.
She was not expecting that.
Yeah, because he's just like, you're getting bad counsel from these people. Because these people are making it fly up into your head that one day you think you're going to usurp me even. Like, what kind of counsel are these people giving? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and then the thing is that you knew it was from the emperor because he had his guy there come and read summons or what happened.
Yeah.
At first I thought it was this Bu Yi or whatever, or Zhao. What's his name? What's his full name? But yeah, at first I thought it was him.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. It was the emperor who did this. He's the one who set this up.
He had to enact some kind of justice because he's just like, you know what? She has no behavior. And if you don't stop her in this instant, what is she going to do now?
What
he's
is
just
she
like,
stop?
That's my son's fiance. You sent a snake to come and kill her?
I was waiting for her to come up for that one. I was like, what are you going to do? Because this is, and you know what I think? If she, and this thing, what I appreciate with her, she goes, this is about me. I'm going to handle it.
Yeah.
Like, because she could have easily told him and he would have dealt with it.
Yeah.
But she's like, no.
I'm going to.
I need to do this myself. I need to settle this for
myself. I just like how spunky she was.
She's so spunky.
So, okay. Let's talk about this relationship now with her family dynamic. Her mother in particular.
Let's get into the mother relationship. Oh, jeez. This lady.
I was very concerned.
I think at one point when I watched, I called you.
And
I
you said, did.
I was like, what is, I think my exact quote was kind of, what is wrong with this lady?
Yeah.
I'm like, what is wrong with this lady? Is she really that dense that she's not even seeing how unfair she is? Or in her, she did this overcorrection. So she comes back, and this is what I don't understand. She comes back. Her daughter is mistaken care of, mismannered, I think that's what it is, right? She wasn't, you know, proper in the sense. She didn't know certain things. She didn't know certain words. I think when she asked her how many words you know, she goes, I think I know 5 words. She can't read. She only knew 5 words.
Yeah.
But she was smart, right? And the grandmother and this aunt raised her poorly. And what ended up happening was the brother-in-law wanted to divorce his wife anyways because she was, like, not treating him well or something. And she ended up raising, when she divorced the husband and the sister-in-law and the brother-in-law divorced, she became in charge of their daughter. And I feel like as an overcorrection of, like, I don't ever want to treat her unfairly, I'm going to make sure that her and my daughter are treated the exact same.
Yeah.
But in that, when she had this set up, she did this overcorrection. And in her attempt for being fair, it started seeming really unfair for her own daughter.
She was polarizing, taking really good care of the good child as opposed to the wayward child who was constantly being put down, punished. She said so many horrible things about her. She was not warm and welcoming. She was very much like a warrior, not like
yeah
a mom.
She came in and treated her like a new cadet.
Yeah. And she's like, I'm gonna whip her cadet into shape. She has no behavior.
And you're right, she has no behavior, but you can't whip her into shape that way.
Yeah.
So it was
while constantly comparing her
to the cousin,
who was a proper woman and
yeah
raised nicely.
And it was like, I think it was a sister-in-law who kept saying, I took you out of there because you don't even realize how unfair you're being.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't, I think the incident happened where her brother came back. He had an old desk, found out that she never even had a desk.
Yeah.
And said, oh, I'll give you my desk.
Yeah.
And her maids came in, tried to steal the desk. There's something that's crazy just went down.
Yeah.
Anyways, the brother was like, it's not like I bought a new desk and I didn't buy one from a cousin. It's just an old desk I had. She doesn't have one.
So he's like, let me give it to her.
The cousin has a desk.
Yeah.
She does not have a desk. So in essence, you should give it to the child who does not have a desk.
Yeah.
And I think there's a scene where she's like, her mom's laying out the punishment. And what ended up happening was her cousin's maid acted on their own. Like, the cousin didn't ask them to do this.
Yeah.
The cousin didn't ask for a desk.
No.
But they decided, in a sense, to make sure that she's being treated fair, we're going to take this desk.
Yeah.
Because her desk is old, right? So we're going to take this new desk.
And it's better.
It's a better desk. It was a nicer desk.
Yeah.
So we're going to take this one. And then Xiao Sheng's maid protected it, saying that, what are you doing? Like, no, this is her desk. So they got into this fight. The mother was going to punish them equally the same. And I think Xiao Sheng, she said something great where she goes to her mom, if someone's starving and someone had a meal, there's only one piece of bread, but someone who's starving has never had a meal and the other person ate something, you are going to split up the food and give it to both of them when you really should be giving it to the starving person who has never had a meal.
Yeah.
Right? And that's how you're deciding to do this. So she turns, she goes, you know what I love about my maid? My maid, I can send her to the market. This is how much I've watched the show. Wow. I can send her, I can send her to the market and I tell her to buy chestnuts. She's not making a decision. What I appreciate her is she can make her own decision on how to get to the market.
Yeah.
But she's not making the whole decision to go to the market.
Yeah.
I've told her to go to the market, but she can pick which route she can take to go to the market. Mm-hmm. But she's not there deciding, I'm just going to go to the market without my sosei.
Yeah.
That's what this girl's maid did, and she needs to be punished.
Yeah.
And the mother's like, no, we'll let each of you decide how to punish each of them. It got to the point that even the brothers were like, Mom, like, you're being unfair.
You're being not unfair, are ridiculous.
Ridiculous. I think at one point she said, she used a word that disloyal or disrespectful, where the brothers are like, Mom, that's a strong word to use for this situation. Mm-hmm. To the point that they're like, if you're going to punish her, punish me. Like, yeah. All of them stood up and was like, if you're going to punish her, punish me. And then punish me. Two brothers were like, you should punish both of us then.
Yeah.
Because we started this whole mess with the desk in the first place.
Yeah.
And it was so crazy how she was so headstrong. Because now she's like, her pride was involved. They're like, there's an uprising on my children. What's going on? Yeah. And I think that was like the first incident where it was like really ridiculous. I feel like there was multiple later. Okay,
my most ridiculous mom incident.
Okay. I think I know which one it is too, but go ahead.
Is when the king, okay, the emperor, mm-hmm. is just like, guess what? We've chosen your daughter for our son. Oh. And this is an honor we want to bestow. And she's like, no. And they're like, excuse me? You don't say no to the king he's trying to bestow. She said no. She said she's not good enough.
She's not good enough for him.
Yeah.
Didn't just say she's not good enough for her. Then she laid out.
She said basically, that's not the word she used, but it's basically she's not good enough for him. And then she's like, she's headstrong. She's ill-mannered. I feel like she would just embarrass us and embarrass you. She's not.
Yeah,
material she, for this.
The words
with
she
the girl
laid it
in
out,
front of her
with her daughter
her
right
face
there,
just sinking.
And then the king, I think the emperor would look at her and said, "Oh, but like,
are you saying are this you, about your are, daughter?"
Like, right now? I think he looked at her and said, "Like, oh, how do you feel about?" Like, yeah, the mom goes, "How do you feel about
and
what
she's
your mom
just
just
like,
said?"
You know what? It's true. It's true. Everything. Wow, she said
my mom
was true,
said,
but you know what? If you're bestowing this marriage, I'm going
to
take it.
Yeah, she looked at him and said, "Why do you want to marry me?" And I think it was
like,
so great. He goes, "I like you for how you are."
Yeah.
Like, your mom finds this an issue, but he's like, "I like that about you."
Yeah.
And she's just like, "I would say yes." Like, that was the meanest thing a parent could ever say to a child.
Yeah. And then wonder why she didn't come back to the family home and stay with the queen so long. So the queen was nice to her.
The queen
showed her love.
So now let's talk about mothers. So, like, we have her actual mother and how her mother was treating her. And then the show exposed us to how this queen, who is not her mother, who's just nurturing her, and how she has a natural nurturing mother demeanor, I guess I would say. She's naturally nurturing.
Yeah.
Was teaching her. Like, when she fell asleep with her mom would be like, "Don't fall asleep." The queen, she fell asleep in front of the queen. She goes, "Here's a pillow, take a nap." And then at one point, the queen realized how she likes to learn and adapted her teaching to how she was able to learn.
Yeah.
And she was able to grow from it.
Yeah. I was just like, oh, she's really good at this. Let me give her opportunities to do more of this.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Let me give her opportunity to she likes to build things. I'm going to give her projects.
Yeah.
We need this done or something. Build this or do that.
Yeah.
And it was just it was night and day. It was like, this is mom. This is how you should. Like, at one point, I wanted the mom to show up and see how the queen was doing it. But what I appreciate is, like, when she came home to visit, the mother noticed a change.
Yeah.
And it was, I feel like that's when she was, like, realized that, wow, I must have did something horrible because.
Did she ever realize that she did something horrible?
I don't even know. It was hard. It was hard to see. It was hard to read her
because she was very.
Yeah, there was eventually a point where she just stopped talking.
Yeah.
Stopped saying anything. And I'm not sure if the first she did it when she was like out of anger, like, I'm not going to tell you anything anymore. But I feel like eventually after a while, it was just like, I don't need to tell you anything anymore.
But you know what? As wayward as her and wild some of her actions were, she never explained herself that even though it sounds really bad. I'm doing this out of a point of love.
She didn't explain
herself.
She didn't articulate properly.
And
you know what's great?
And her daughter was so good at articulating
her. Her daughter was amazing at articulating. you know what was great too, though? What was interesting is that the mother would talk with her maid, I guess.
Yeah.
And articulate it and say, why didn't you tell her that this is what, this is the thing? She just didn't tell her. Mm-hmm. She goes, you didn't explain to her this is why, this is why. And I'm like, you know what? If you did that, she might have had a different reaction than the reaction you got.
Yeah.
Because she wouldn't explain to her with certain things. Or the daughter came in and assumed that her mom did this for a reason. And the mom's like, no, actually, I just came here. I think she caught her, overheard her saying something. And initially, the reason she showed up, I think she thought she was eavesdropping.
Yeah.
But she came to kind of fit her for an outfit or something.
Yeah.
It was something small where, like, that's why you came there. You didn't even tell her why you initially came there. You got so wrapped up in your emotions and how, oh, my daughter is so ill-mannered.
Right?
She's just not grown properly. She's not a soldier. I think the maid even brought up to the fact of she's not a soldier. You're treating her like a soldier.
She isn't a soldier. Like, remember when she had the wayward behavior with, I think it was a bridge after the bridge incident, and she knew it was her daughter, and she went to meet her, and she's like, I told you to behave yourself. And she's just like, well, you're going to get these lashes. And everybody was like, no, you can't give her lashes. And she's like, I'm going to take him. And she really took that military beating. She was just like, okay. And then she couldn't do anything for 3 days. She couldn't move.
Honestly, the mom even felt bad about doing it.
She was so like, you know what? Okay, beat me. But you know what? I got my revenge. I'm going to take that licking because I know I was wrong. I did it though. I did it. And I'm going to take that beating like a champ.
And she did take that beating As we keep talking about this, I want to rewatch it again.
It's so good.
I want to go back because sometimes I only do the ending. I want to go back to those times. Oh, yeah. When she's getting a beating.
Yeah, so good.
The bridge part, yes, because again, the dialogue was so good. It's not the dialogue even just between the two main leads. It's like her, even how she interacted with her mom and her parents. Like as she's getting berated, the words, the lines, she came back with lyrics.
Yeah.
Her mom was like, da, 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 da. And she's like, it's like her mom was like all staccato if it was music. Yeah. Her mom was like, da, 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 da. And she would be like, it's her bars.
Yeah.
And the mom, and then what flustered the mom more is because she couldn't refute some of it.
No, because she spoke the truth.
She spoke the truth.
And she was, they considered her not smart or she didn't learn all the things she was supposed to learn, but she was very smart. She just was different in her ways of thinking.
Yeah, I think what it was, I feel like they maybe expect her to hold her tongue more, and she doesn't want to do that.
It's not even hold her tongue. They expected her to be more girly and ladylike and whatever. Okay. From two soldiers who are at the war for 12 years, and she's basically raised by wolves.
And you know what's funny to me? She seemed to be so much like her mom. It's not even funny. The only thing is her mom held her tongue more, while her daughter eloquently spoke what needed to be said.
Yeah. And did what needed to be done.
And it did what needed to be done.
In her opinion.
Listen, her opinion was my opinion too.
Oh, it was great. That's cool. I enjoyed.
There was nothing she did that I was like, I didn't really
fully approve
of.
Everybody was gunning for her, but I found solace in the fact that, she's going to get revenge. And it's going to come quickly. And I was just like, what is she going to do to fix their business?
What is going to happen?
But something's going to happen.
Something's definitely
going
to happen.
And then she's going to stand in your face and say, yeah,
I did it. Yeah, I did it.
I did it. Like you guys who are hiding behind, I'm going to tell you when I did it. And I'll tell you why. Because you did this and this and this and you needed to.
I waited. I gave you three chances. And the joke is just to do it like after the first instance. She's like, do it twice. You do two things.
Yeah.
You gotta be careful of people who keep quiet when you're saying stuff, berating her.
Yeah.
Like when she had those little meetings with the girls, with the women, they kept trying to berate her. And she said nothing. She kept quiet.
Yeah.
And then she goes, I see you. Mm-hmm. You bridge? And she knocked them all down at one place.
That was great. Classic.
She got her revenge on how many different girls?
Classic.
In one bridge.
So great.
Okay, so now next.
Okay.
So we talked about the mother and daughter dynamic.
Okay.
Let's talk about the relationship between the two leads. Or should we go into the reveal of this man's hierarchy, his family?
Oh my gosh, that's a whole nother situation. Let's talk about their relationship.
But we should save the wager for last. I feel like we'll get lost.
Okay.
So my question is, did you notice, did it make, like, I found when the reveal happened, everything and how he was acting
made sense. Yeah.
Even with his crazy aunt.
Yeah.
Made all the sense in the world.
Yeah.
It was so well done. It was so well timed in how it revealed itself.
Yeah.
Like, I only figured it out, I think, an episode or two before I think she figured it out. Or I think I figured it out the same time she did. Like, when he had the allergic reaction.
Yeah.
I connected it to the story that man was telling her in the garden.
Yeah.
And I was like, someone's allergic. I'm like, to the point I rewatched it. I was like, wait, he shouldn't be the one allergic. I go, am I messing up who the names are? I went back, rewatched it and listened to him. And I was like, oh my gosh. This is the guy. And then I started thinking about everything. He never called his man his dad, really. And she's always, and then when he always thinks she's confusing it. But yeah. That's when she comes into a lunar, when she understands who she is talking to. And when they thought she was crazy, that was when she was really lucid.
Yep.
About what went down.
Yeah.
How he never considered this man his father. How he would tell the lady, you're not my stepmom.
Yeah. So this is a spoiler alert if you haven't seen this drama. But basically, he was presenting as one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turns out that he was not, in fact, who they thought he was. But his whole clan was wiped out by a corrupt man. And because he was... not a good father. He couldn't even really realize what his son looked like.
Yeah, there was a statement.
He took on the identity of his son. Because
He goes, he had a hard time. He couldn't even tell the two boys apart. That's how much they looked alike.
Yeah.
That's what he said when he was younger.
Yeah.
He couldn't tell them apart. That's how much they look alike. Even the emperor, where he's like, every time he would come in from the episode, the first time you see him and he walks in, he goes, man, he looks so much like his uncle. That's what he kept saying.
Yeah.
So much like his uncle. Like, we should have known. Like,
it was, I didn't think anything of
you
it.
You don't think anything of no. it, but like, that's how long, that's, they set, it was set up they, from the
it
beginning.
Was set up a long time ago, but you weren't paying it
you
that
You weren't
much
paying attention. And then all these cookie crumbs kept getting pieced together.
Yeah.
Then he had the allergic reaction.
Yeah.
And that's when it was just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
This is the cousin.
This is the
cousin. And it's around the same time she figures it out. But he's not privy to her having the conversation with the
No.
The
so
friend,
she keeps saying, is there
friend.
Anything you want to tell me?
Yeah.
She
and she
keeps
goes,
waiting for him to confess to her.
That was the hardest thing ever.
And he won't.
She was
confess.
Like, anything like you, whatever happens to you is like happens to me. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to be with you forever.
Yeah.
We're going to be tied together forever.
Yeah.
So is there anything you want to tell me? Like, you, it's like she's begging him to tell her.
Yeah.
And at the same time, he wants to tell her, but at the same time, he doesn't want to hurt her family.
Yeah.
Because he goes, this is my plan. And what I'm doing, whatever I do,
it will affect
you
your
and your family.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, and I think
he had a big revenge plot.
Big revenge plot. And I think what happened was when he met, I you know what I realized? That when he met her, he started working hard to find a legal avenue to reveal it. Because he kept going, oh, okay, we're going to take this. We're going to plot this. He goes, okay, we got to get evidence. We got to get a witness. And then every time the father, his father, quote unquote father, would be like killing that person, locking off that lead, killing. So to the point, the last lead he had, the father killed. And he's just like, all right, I guess I got to go with plan B. Because plan A was to find a legal way of him figuring out to get the truth. Because he knew the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But his witness as a, it's like, how can I be my witness? Or what if the witness is not of, or would not be considered reliable in the eyes of the people? Like, I need someone outside of it with no attachments to also be a bear witness to this. So it got to the point where his last legal lead was poisoned or killed by the father, quote unquote father.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I guess we're going to have to enact my last plan, my last resort, which was massacre. And I think I didn't even realize this, that he did it and he didn't even tell him why he was doing it.
Just
he goes, you don't deserve to know. He goes, you don't deserve to know. I want you to die never knowing why I'm doing this.
Yeah, because it was just, he's committed patricide.
Patricide.
Like, you've killed your parent. Mm-hmm. Like, he needs to be killed.
And it's like, this is find out, not my parent.
Okay, so it's not his father, though. So he can't commit patricide. He was a bad man who did bad things.
Yeah. That was crazy. That revenge plot was crazy bloody.
Yeah.
And even, like, even towards the end of it, it was, I was, like, wanting, I get why he didn't want to involve her. And I also admire why she's just like, I'm with you forever. I'm going to do this. But he didn't, but she's not realizing, I don't think she grasped everything fully, where he's like.
She figured it out, though.
Yes. I just wish, you know what I wish he did? I wish he just told her and said that, this is what I'm doing. I don't want you involved in it.
Or, this is who I really am.
Or, this is who I really am. You could have just said all that.
Yeah.
And I think that's all she needed.
Yeah. She would have, she was ride or die. She would have been like, okay.
She was ride or die.
But the fact that she had to figure it out on her own, he's never admitted it to her. And then in the end, when they went to go give him punishment, he chose, he didn't choose her.
He's like, I think someone asked him, would you regret this? And he's like, no, I won't regret this.
Yeah.
And as he said, I won't regret this, she came in. He's like, I know. He's like, I regret this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, I'm just trying to make it. She goes, yeah, you made your choice. I made my choice. I gave you options.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, she saved him. She found the evidence that he needed.
Yeah.
If he would have talked to her beforehand, she could have been working to find this evidence in a different way.
Yeah.
Because she would have thought about it differently.
Yeah.
Than he did.
Yeah. So let's talk about their love story.
Just jumped right through it. As it ties into what we were just talking about. The love story does tie in a bit.
It does tie in.
Oh, their love story was so, I loved how they built their love story.
Why do you think it's called Love Like the Galaxy?
Because it's so vast and wide.
Ah.
Their love was vast and wide, I would say. Because how the gut, yeah, that's why I would say like it is. Their love was, and then every so often they would look up at the stars too.
Ah.
Remember their meeting on the bridge? They met on the bridge one time at the palace.
Okay.
And but then when the Empress died.
They had a very beautiful love, though. It was not... beautiful sounds wrong.
You know what?
The journey was very rocky.
It was long.
And long. But there was sweetness along the way, you know?
He was sweet to her from the beginning. But then
he marred his sweetness
by not telling her the truth, right?
He did. He marred his sweetness. She didn't understand he was being sweet.
Upset.
She thought he was a barbaric man.
No, but, I'm talking about before that. I'm talking about even like him rescuing her when she's in the town.
When he like killed those people and she's just like, I will never marry a soldier.
Yes, she wants to see the people them die who killed the soldier. Her
friend. But seeing him knife them in front of her.
Yeah, that was hard. That was hard.
She's like, why do I want to be with this guy? I need my little guy who does everything I say.
Yo, soldier back then, it was ruthless.
Yeah.
Because you're right.
And he didn't do it in front of her, but she saw him do it.
When that guy came off that horse and he threw that dagger in front of her, yeah, he definitely did it in front of her.
Okay. Okay.
Remember when she was seconds away from dying, and he threw his spear at this man. Yeah, that was
there was another time where he was exacting justice.
That was for the rest of them.
And she kind of came out and saw him slay somebody. And she was just like, she came out to see it. And then she was just like, oh my God, no. This cannot be my life.
The favorite part about that, he goes, if you tell me everything you need to know, I will spare you. They told him everything. All right, go behead them.
Yeah.
He goes, you said you would spare him. I'm like,
I lied.
Oh, I lied.
I just
why would I have honor among thieves?
Why would I spare you?
Like, you guys are horrible people. Why would I spare you?
Yeah.
that was great.
Oh, so great. so great.
Oh gosh. But yeah, they love story from there, even. It was weird. It felt like she liked him, but because he was a soldier, she was like fighting the feelings.
She like shut it. Like she mom, shut it down because she she's like, down. I don't I want like anybody who's going to be liked like. Well, soldiers abandon her. Soldiers That's die. True. Soldiers go away.
That's true.
I don't want a soldier.
That is true.
Because that her experience from that was loneliness.
Her experience from that was abandonment
and loneliness. Yeah.
Isolation, loneliness.
So why would I want a soldier? And yet they were so matched well. Like they were perfect match for each other.
Perfect match for each other.
Yeah. I want to hurt these people. Let me show you how to do it and not get caught. Okay.
Yeah, he goes, I'll help you. You help me, I'll help you.
Yeah.
I need you to find this map.
Yeah.
Because it will protect him. And then your friend won't, then he won't have to lie and then he won't have to be beheaded.
Yeah.
I can just steal it from him.
Yeah.
And also the grandmother wanted him to steal it from her family because she knew that her son, he's like, you shouldn't be holding this. You're just greedy for treasure.
Yeah.
Don't hold on to this. Yeah. He did you a service by protecting you and doing this. By stealing. He goes, but yeah, you help me get the map. I'll help you with this bridge and make sure you get your exact revenge.
Yeah.
And she was like, all right, okay, that's a good deal.
Let's do it.
Let's work on that. They were a great team.
They were a great team.
They work well together.
Okay. Tell me a couple of your favorite scenes of rescuing.
Of rescuing? Well, it's that one scene where I told you about.
Which one?
You know what? I won't call it rescuing. I want to say scenes of them together. I'll say I enjoyed. Let me tell you that.
Okay.
You want to say rescuing? I would say scenes of them together. One of my favorite scenes is the first one where she's surrounded with and comes up with a plan, tries to get out of this hole that she's trapped in.
Yeah.
And luckily, he's aware of some type of trouble and goes to her, rescues her. Like, she's a second away from dying. And the man throws a spear to that man's heart or whatever and saves her life.
Yeah.
You know, in that village, where the abandoned village. That's my favorite.
Oh.
Rescuing.
My favorite rescuing is when they're about to go kill her man. And this girl who couldn't ride a horse before jumps on horseback.
Oh,
and starts. She leaves her family. She puts her hands out. She's like, I'm gonna get him. I thought that was great.
First of all, I love her family where they're like, what are you doing? You got it's curfew. Where are you going? She's like, guys, I gotta go.
I gotta go
see about saving my man.
Yeah.
And the family's like, all the soldiers came. They're like, all right. You ride, we ride too. We're coming with you.
The family was ride or die.
It was awesome.
And the thing I loved is the thing that she hated is this whole soldiers and war and all this kind of stuff.
She's a natural captain.
She's a natural captain and gangster. And she learned how to ride that horse and she learned how to get her man. I tell you, it was great. And they're just like, I guess it's in the DNA. It's in the DNA, man. Because she was just like, yo. Hand out, let me go get him. You know, standing on the midst of a cliff, and she's just like, nope. I'm going for it. I'm going for it.
That was crazy. And the fact that she was mad because you left without me,
and that she rescued him after all the times he rescued her. She was like, yeah, that's what we do.
Wait, is that the only instance? No, she's rescued. How many times did she rescue him?
At least twice.
In the end, she rescued him twice. So she rescued him physically, like got him out of like crosshairs, and then she actually found evidence for him to support his claim.
Yeah,
so that's twice rescuing.
Yeah,
but before that, rescue him. Did she rescue him before that?
I don't know, but she helped him a lot along the way.
She helped him a lot,
giving away.
Also, he helped you a lot. My favorite part was when they always used to argue about things. He would say, "I need you to." This is the thing, you brought her into the fold of this family. So yeah, she's loyal. She gets attached.
Yeah.
And he goes, I need you to distance yourself from the first prince. She's just like, no, I'm going to help him. And he's like, all right, I will always support you, but I need you to still not do this. And then she goes and does it. He goes, all right, she makes me get involved. And then he protects her then.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, gosh. I'm like, I love that he's
very,
like.
She had her own mind.
I need
mind.
You to not do this.
She had her
and
own
she
mind.
She does it.
And
he goes,
opinion.
I'm still going to protect you, though.
Yeah.
I'm still going to find a way out for you.
She was feisty. He liked that. That's what everybody liked about her. Everything that her mother said was improper was what everybody liked about her. That she was different.
The guys who liked her, that's what they liked about her. Yeah,
she was different. Yeah.
She was totally different. Oh, you know one of my favorite... Okay, a scene I love. Like, honestly, I felt her emotion. So you know how when, at the end... First of all, I love that because I thought that lady died. I thought she went to the water, committed suicide.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, this goes away alive.
I was so mad.
And he comes in. So first of all, I love how he's like, so now they're leading him into this trap in this village. And he keeps going to this trap. And they're like, they're purposely separating me and you. And they're like, yeah, it looks like a trap, sir. And they're like, no, I think what's important is like they're leading me to this trap, but who is in this trap? And there's only one person who's really important to me who would be in this trap.
Yeah.
So he's like, I'm definitely going to the trap.
Yeah.
He jumps in and she's like, what are you doing? And he's like, I knew that you would be in here. I knew it was a trap and I knew that you would be here.
Yeah.
And she's like, then you should have just gone, you know, warn me and get rid of it. He goes, no, if you die, I die. Like, that ain't happening.
Yeah.
And I was like, first of all, it's crazy. And then they get out and he's left in there. And the place blows up. And she finally is like, because this whole time is after, you know, that betrayal. She's like, I'm cutting him off. But she couldn't really cut him off. Like, she saw him again and the feelings rushed back. But she couldn't let him know, right, that her feelings came back. And she was holding it in. And then she saw he died and she started bawling. And then even his two friends started bawling.
Yeah.
And then he just walks in and they're like, Captain. And, and he's just like, Oh, you do care about me. She goes, how did you get out? He goes, I figured she didn't come through this way. She must have a way of getting down here. So I found it. And it came out. That was a great scene.
That was great. But it made her, you know, nothing like thinking
dying to like just release your true feelings. Because like she was holding it in. She was doing a real good job of holding it in.
She was doing a real good job. She had every right.
Like, I get his reasoning, but at the same time, like, I'm like, you could have done it totally different way. And it was like
5 years after, right?
It was 5 years.
Yeah. Wow. And her brothers and sisters are getting married, having babies, having
kids, cousin got like kids.
And she's just like, nope, I'm not doing, you know, weird dude still trying to get her to marry him. And
weird dude. Weird dude.
Yeah.
I also do like at the end where he didn't go and try and rescue her in the village.
Yeah.
Because he just trusted her. It's something that she's always wanted him to do.
Just to trust her. And she figured it out. Yeah. She figured it out.
So I just enjoyed this.
So we could talk about this all day.
We could. We should.
Because there was like how many episodes? But let's play some of the beautiful music from this show.
So yeah, we have four songs from the show. I don't know what these songs are actually called. It is written in something I don't know.
Mandarin, probably.
Is it Mandarin or Cantonese? Probably. Is it Mandarin?
Probably Mandarin.
Okay, but I think there's a way. I think there's one called, is it Shooting Stars? Shattering Stars? One of the songs is something with stars, right? Okay. And it's actually the theme.
Splendid Stars.
Splendid Stars.
By Shan Yi Chen. This is the theme song.
I do love that one a lot. So another song from the soundtrack. This is by Ayanga, but I'm not sure what it's called. I believe it's instrumental.
It's called String Ballad.
Oh. That's beautiful. Sounds really nice. Okay, this next one. This might be called Star River Side.
情浓至深，韶华倾覆一生。如夜未沉，看繁花开满城。寒夜冷，驱不散你眼中的温存。
It's called Galaxy of a Star.
It's called Galaxy of the Star?
Beautiful, yeah.
I'm glad you knew what it was called. And last one, this is from Seven Kwan. This might be called Star River Sai because it's Xiao Sheng's character theme song. And I think this was hers. Beautiful, 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 beautiful soundtrack.
Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. You know, just like the show, everything about this was beautiful. Like, again, like I said at the beginning, I loved it from head to toe. I would give this a 10 out of 10, maybe an 11.
11 out of 10.
So good.
So good.
Totally watchable, totally bingeable.
Bingeable, rewatchable.
Rewatchable. If you haven't had the opportunity to watch, love, like, the galaxy. Please watch. You will love it. I promise you, you'll love it. Anything else you want to add, Reese?
This is great. This is a great show. I'm about to go look for other shows that they're in. I already found one. I watched it and I have no too much to know
about
it. I'm about
to watch it. Yeah.
I'm about to watch The Long Ballad. Apparently, yeah. I should watch that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just think this is a great, great drama.
It is a great, great drama. So, please, two thumbs up recommended from us. So, thank you for listening to our honorable mention pick for this year, Love Like the Galaxy. It's a beautiful love story and a beautiful revenge story.
Oh, yes.
And then, so until next time, folks, miss you, miss you.
Miss you, miss you. Thank you.